comics have been scaring readers for years. Is there anyone brave enough to sit down with their creators? This is Discussions with Decapitated Dan.
This week on Discussions with Decapitated Dan, writer, artist, and publisher Jason Martin joins us to talk about Night of the 80s Undead and more. Discussions with Decapitated Dan is brought to you by Curious Goods and Comics.com. Don't be afraid to lose your head over all the savings. CuriousGoodsAndComics.com, where Decapitated Dan gets his books.
So welcome everybody to this week's Discussions with Decapitated Dan. Joining me this week is Jason Martin. Hey, Jason.
Hey, Dan.
I'm happy to have you back on the show, but I'm sad to know that you don't remember being on here the first time. It's these early
mornings.
Well,
you know.
I think last time it was early morning for you as well, so.
Yeah, and I think you mentioned it was for Zombie Tramp with Dan, and I think maybe I was just now that I think about it, I remember because Dan is the creator of Zombie Tramp, the graphic novel that I published, and he's not Mr. PR machine, so he's an artist. He definitely enjoys having me step into the publishing business role of his endeavor. So,
okay, you got to sell my book. I'm pathetic. Oh, I'm gonna get it for that one. But that's all right. But no, okay. So basically, just to remind everybody, who are you and what do you do?
Jason Martin. I am a comic book creator, publisher, and artist. I started self-publishing comics a few years ago with my comic Super Real, which was released as a single-issue series through comic shops and collected into a graphic novel in early 2010. And I've also published a few self-contained graphic novels under my Super Real Graphics comics imprint, Gnome, Wolves of Odin, and most recently Zombie Tramp by Dan Mendoza.
And I've had the chance to read a few of those, and I got to tell you, they're all fantastic.
And thank you.
And you can either get them through Jason, you can actually get them through the Dark Delight store.
That's right.
Do you remember that you sent me stuff to sell?
Now that you mentioned that, that sounds familiar.
Every now and then, you just get those emails that say you've been PayPal $10.
Yeah, well, you know, when you ask me what I do, I've got a few hyphenates, so I'm a bit scatterbrained keeping up with everything. As you might have noticed from my email correspondence.
No, I just like giving you a hard time. I think it's... As long as you're okay with it. Fantastic. We kind of touched on last time, but like you said, last time we were mostly talking Zombie Tramp and getting the word out for Dan. But I'm curious, you know, can you tell us again, like, why did you want to go the publishing route, and how has it been since you've done that?
I mean, why did I want to... publish other people's works.
Yeah.
It just kind of happened naturally. I mean, I absolutely love comic books and creating them. And in doing that with my series Super Real, you know, I learned the ropes of the business end of what it takes to get a book printed and distributed and out into the shops and promoted. And then in doing that with that book, I started doing that in 2003. This will be my 10th year when I do San Diego Comic-Con this year, 10th year of exhibiting. That's where I started officially doing comics, was promoting Super Real there. And so in doing that, you just gradually start networking and meeting people that are in similar places that you are, or just have similar tastes, or, you know, just naturally applying what I've learned with who I know to help get other books out there that I think are really cool and interesting. And that's something that I very much like to do. But I also very much enjoy doing my own stuff. So it's a bit of a balancing act.
So, and I know last time since we talked, there hasn't been a lot of new stuff you're picking up and carrying. So anything you want to, you know, just bring up real quick that we can expect from you in the future?
Yeah, sure. As I mentioned, Zombie Tramp was the last thing that I published, and that's been over a year now. That came out very late 2010. And we're, that book did really well. Diamond was impressed with how that did, and it's a real popular book. And Dan, the creator of that, is working on a sequel. And then myself, I mentioned my first series, Super Real, which was a self-contained story. That was finished, and while I was completing that over the years, I started to develop several other projects. And it's just been kind of a bit of a stretch of time here where I've been getting some of those off the ground. And so we've got a new book of mine that I've got coming out this year, and in fact have a first full issue out now to promote at cons, which is Night of the 80s Undead, a horror zombie mashup that I'm really excited about working on. And that one I've created and written and am partnering with a really cool artist by the name of Bill McKay, who's done some work on Zombies versus Cheerleaders and some other stuff. So that's the immediate project that's going on right now.
Well, pitch stuff. Give us the big ticket picture. Give us the big picture.
Well, it's basically a love letter to the zombie genre, which to me is best epitomized by 1980s VHS zombie movies and the kind of the golden age of those in and around that era with Romero's Dawn and Day of the Dead, and then my personal favorite, which is Return of the Living Dead.
That's my personal favorite too.
Yeah, great, awesome. A lot of people really dig that one, and then there's so many people that aren't even aware of it, certainly if you're a hardcore zombie fan, you are. But just love the spirit of that movie. And so it's taking a story that's set in 1986 at the climax of the Cold War, and it's imagining what if the Soviets had developed a zombie virus, and in a last-ditch effort to strike at our American excess way of life, they contaminate Colombian cocaine supply en route to the United States. And the story is set at Ground Zero, which is a big annual Hollywood party where this virus breaks out. And there's a group of teens that sneak into the party and they're caught in the midst of this outbreak. So it's a survival horror, action comedy, romance. You've got John Hughes, 80 movies themes, action movie themes, just a big mashup of all things 80s and zombies, with coke zombies.
So basically you're taking your love of all these 80s movies, horror, like you said, John Hughes and stuff like that, and just mashing them up?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and it's, ultimately I'm telling a zombie story, but it's pulling inspiration from those other things.
Sure. Sure. Now, will this be, I know you said there's a single issue out to, get the word out, but ultimately is it a single issue and then an OGN, or is it going to be a miniseries?
It's a miniseries. It's basically a three-issue miniseries. It's one short original graphic novel told in three parts. So I intend to release it as three single issues and then collect it as a graphic novel. It's not set up yet for distribution, so it's not 100% that will be the way it sees life, in comic shops. But that's my intent at this point, and we're really close to having the first full issue complete. We've got a full what we're calling a pencil edition, which is just showcasing Bill's pencil line art. So it's the first full issue that we've got a limited edition, very limited editions, numbered, hand-numbered run that we're promoting at the shows. And then, yeah, looking to release it as three issues and one collection in the very future.
Very cool. Now, I'm just curious, how did you get in touch with Bill to do this?
Bill and I had been, I meet a lot of people through, like I mentioned earlier, through doing conventions, and then also online, certainly through, mostly through the DeviantArt community, online art gallery, artist community. There's a lot of comic book artists, aspiring comic book artists, and artists of all types on there, and you kind of start talking with like-minded creators and hashing things out. So, yeah, I believe it was mainly through DeviantArt. I haven't actually met Bill in person yet. He's on the East Coast. That's the great thing about this day and age. Comic collaborators can come together from anywhere, and I've worked with people all over the globe. But I'm really excited because Bill's coming out to Emerald City Comic Con, which is next weekend in Seattle. It's always one of the best shows I do every year. I'm in Portland, Oregon, in the Northwest, so it's a short hop to Seattle. And so Bill and I are going to be promoting the book together next weekend.
Well, for everyone listening to this now, and I apologize, Jason, I didn't tell you ahead of time. The show was 2 weeks ago, so how was it?
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think that's it. So, yeah, the show that was 2 weeks ago. I anticipate that it will be great.
And I think
it always is. It always is. It's one of the best shows, bar none.
You said you're in Portland, so you're in basically what I like to consider the mecca of comics.
It's kind of weird how that happens to be next to New York, you know, Portland.
What is it up there? Does it just rain so much you guys got to stay inside all day and be creative?
Well, that's certainly got to be part of it. you know, I fool myself into thinking, oh, it doesn't rain that much here, and then we go through another winter or spring like we've been having, and you know, I'm ready to go anywhere but here, away from the rain. It rains here all the time. But no, we do have some gorgeous weather here too. But I'm sure that's a part of it. I don't know. It just naturally kind of happened. There's been, you know, Dark Horse sprung up here decades ago, and then you had Oni Press and Top Shelf, and then so many creators that wind up here for whatever reason.
Now, do you guys, just out of curiosity, do you guys have like an abundance of comic book shops as well out there?
You know, we've got quite a few. I don't know that it's more or less than any other. I don't think it's more.
Okay. The reason I ask that is, do a good deal of the shops, are they independent friendly? Do you have your books for sale in a good amount of the shops there in town?
Yeah, I mean, there's quite a few indie friendly shops here. Cosmic Monkey springs to mind, and then there's Floating World Comics, which is in downtown Portland. It is very very indie centric. So yeah, there is a good mix of shops in the area, and they are supportive.
But, very cool. Very cool. Okay, now let's get back, transition back over to the book. I'm kind of curious, you know, will the, I know you're saving the sketch version for the big show that you just did, but if there's any left, will this be something that's for sale online? Can people outside of seeing you at a show get their hands on a copy?
Yeah, you bet. You know, It's currently available online, and by currently, we're talking a couple weeks in the past year, I understand. So it may or may not be sold out. It was a limited run. But you can go to superrealgraphics.com, the official book website, and we have a store link there. And I intend to keep the book available directly as, you know, leading up to its full release. So we'll, you know, probably do something depending on what the lag time is between now and when the book officially comes out to keep it available. We might do a different limited version leading up to the full release. But yeah, for sure, it's available there. And then I have my blog, which is jmartiniart.blogspot.com, and that's kind of the hub for all things me. You can get at it from there too. And of course, in this day and age, we'll set something up digitally as well.
Sure, sure. I got to tell you, I really like the ZombieCon preview edition cover. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, I've taken to calling him Zom Selleck. we may or may not have some 80s icons that may poke zombie appearances in the book. And yeah, we've got a fellow that could be a zombie Tom Selleck there on the cover. It's just really fun to play with all of the toys in the brew that is this book.
You've even got, now just so everyone knows, on the website, if you want to check this out, you've got preview pages up already and everything. So it's very, very cool that
you bet.
So, okay, now you've mentioned the possibility of digital and everything. So I'm just kind of curious how that process has been for you. Just, if you can elaborate, so maybe if there's a creator out there listening or anything, maybe they're curious, just how's it gone for you?
I missed what you said at the very start there, the possibility.
How has the digital transition gone for you? What have you learned from it?
Oh, digital. It's been a little rough because it's something that I've had my eye on. I mentioned I started this in 2003. I didn't officially publish anything until late 2005, so it's closer to 2006 since I've got underway with Super Real Graphics. But I very much had my eye on the digital space with the comic industry / U.S. market being what it is. At a crossroads, and then of course media increasingly more, and all media increasingly more so at a crossroads. But I haven't yet got many inroads in my own digital setup. Mostly waiting to see, what's going to develop. And certainly there have been big strides in the last 2 to 3 years with tablet technology and the various market leaders like Comixology. And to that note, a small press independent / self-publisher has kind of been left out of the party in that really most everything is happening in the Comixology space and a couple other folks of that similar setup. And unfortunately, they to their benefit, partnered with the big companies like Marvel and DC. But that has kind of left their focus off of anybody on the periphery. And so you can't really get your stuff set up through them. But there are certainly other options. And just working to get everything set up officially here in the very near future. But in the meantime, we've offered some of our stuff directly through Super Real Graphics and PDF download format at affordable digital pricing, as an option to print.
Right, right. And you guys, are the websites that you're working with, do they just go, okay, good, you've signed up, do it all yourself? Do they work with you?
I haven't actually partnered with any other websites. I've recently talked with Graphically, and I'm trying to remember, I believe they take care of the formatting for you there. And I know once upon a time, about a year and a half ago, Comixology was talking about setting up a DIY functionality for creators like myself, for small press creators. But that never panned out, but that would have been something I assume that would have required more hands-on from the creator to set things up, whereas I believe they do everything in-house there otherwise.
Sure, sure. Now, is there anything else on the Super Real horizon that you're working on or you want to throw any mention to? Any new books that people might, be trying to get through you?
Well, I mentioned earlier, we did another graphic novel called The Wolves of Odin, which was by Grant Gould, which is came out in 2008, self-contained fantasy story that was basically Vikings versus werewolves, Tolkien fantasy style book. And he's been working on a sequel to that for some time, and we're hoping to have something from him late in this year in that regard. It's called The Marauders of Midgard. And then, of course, as I mentioned, we've got Zombie Tramp, a second volume of that, and we do actually have, as we did with the first volume, we're releasing that directly through SuperHeroGraphics, so either online or via shows in single-issue format. We do have the first issue of Zombie Tramp Volume 2 available, and Dan is at work on that, so we'll have more issues of that to come soon. And then, of course, the full book, which we'll release through shops. And we, I'm looking at potentially releasing Zombie Tramp in single-issue format to the direct market as well.
Very cool. Very cool. Okay, now I'll tell you the Zombie Tramp story. I promised you I was going to tell you.
Oh, all right.
All right.
Cool.
So when I did the Dark Delights tables at Fanfare and Kokomo Con, you were one of the people who sent me books. And you sent me the books, and you sent, I'm going to say you sent me 30 copies of Zombie Tramp, 10 copies of Gnome, 10 copies of Wolves of Odin. And I was like, dude, you sent so many copies of Zombie Tramp. And you're like, no, trust me. And you didn't say anything else. You were just like, no, trust me. So sure enough, I go to Detroit and I go to Kokomo, and I've taken them to another show that I went to recently. And I'm not lying, okay? I have a table full of horror stuff. I could put Zombie Tramp behind a book and somebody would find it, because it is the one book. And I'm talking horror stuff. So I'm talking, I've got the stuff I'm carrying has just amazing cover. Everything has an amazing cover to it. But I would 100%,
right,
I 100% guarantee that book gets touched 10 times over anything else.
Yeah, it's crazy. Exhibiting that book at shows, it really does get quite the response. And, you know, it's just because it's so pure. You know, the concept is right there. It's simple. It's in your face. You either love it or you hate it. And a lot of the people that hate it will make comments of that as they pass by. But, the people that love it, you know, they stop and check it out in rapid succession. So, it's testament to Dan's style, and just the whole package just comes together on that one.
It honestly cracked me up, because I didn't believe you until I went to the show, and then it just proved itself so true. It was the one book that if you walked by the table, you would stop and you would look at.
Right, and you know, I get a bit jealous, because I'm a creator too, and I've done my own books. And when I first started doing Super Real, you know, I got a lot of attention and whatnot, but I've not seen anything that gets the response of Zombie Tramp. And it's a little bit frustrating too, because trying to translate that from proven sales and track record and performance to the comic book market, the direct market, and the retailers and their hesitance to, you know, embrace new stuff. If they just put that book on their shelves, and they do, don't get me wrong, but if you know, most retailers would stock 3 to 5 copies of that and put it on their shelves, I think they'd be really surprised at how many people will pick up that book.
Sure.
And at least look at it, if not buy it.
And throw a quick mention too. Wolves of Odin is absolutely fantastic, as well as Gnome. Both books completely amazing and should easily not be passed up, because they're great reads. They're absolutely great reads. And
cool.
Super Real's fantastic too, but it's superhero, so I'm not talking about it on this show.
right.
Yeah. But no,
there's a lot of ultra violence in it, though, as I keep reminding you.
I know. Okay, real quick, because we're almost to the end of the show. But real quick,
no, we haven't talked movies or comics. Or...
I know, gosh. Any word on the Pulp Girls?
Oh yeah, you know, I wanted to touch on. I mentioned I've been developing a lot of other stuff. One of those things being Pulp Girls, which I've been promoting publicly. I've kind of stepped off that a little bit recently, but because I'm still tinkering with that. It's basically a collection of grindhouse cinema and pulp hero inspired concepts, all with a twist that they're female centric. So, kick-ass girl comics, basically. And in creating that, I initially envisioned it as an anthology of shorts with serialized shorter stories that are cliffhanger driven and continue on, where I was collaborating with a bunch of different creators. Mostly from my concepts and then also some friends' concepts as well. But just in day-to-day making things happen, it's been a struggle for me to get that off the ground because it's so large in scope. So I'm looking at scaling that back a bit and focusing on doing my concepts in something that's a little more easier to execute here in the near future, to at least get it started and then officially get things rolling on a larger scale.
Sure, sure. Okay, so we got about 5 minutes to go here, and I always ask somebody to tell me the most horrific thing that's ever happened to them at a show, but I know you just did WonderCon, so I'm going to specifically say, what was the worst thing that happened at WonderCon?
What? The worst thing? Gosh.
Scariest thing. Worst or scariest?
Highlights are jumping out to me.
Give me something good. That's fine.
I'm trying to think. There's got to be something terrible that happened or something.
The traffic was bad.
It rained. It rained. My God, it was Anaheim and it rained. So what happened was the convention center drew up this document that they passed out to all the tables that said, hey, it's going to rain. It's raining. If you would like a tarp for your table, let us know. And I was kind of confused by that since we were indoors, but apparently it never rains there. But I brought it with me, and a storm there too. It was windy and cold. It was downright winter-like in Anaheim. So that maybe that.
Why would you need a tarp?
But you know, I got to see another scary thing would be seeing Celebrity Apprentice Lou Ferrigno pass by your table early in the morning. I don't know.
He's
not just Lou Ferrigno anymore. He's Celebrity Apprentice Lou Ferrigno.
Oh, gosh. Did his name,
I mean, he's
name
still at, apparently at every comic convention, but he's a warrior.
I seen him at a flea market.
Gotta love Lou.
I guess that kind of sums it up. Speaking of shows, Emerald City Comic Con, what else you got for this year? Any signings at stores or anything?
No, usually do something for Free Comic Book Day. Don't know what I'm doing this year there. I've got, for upcoming stuff, I've got, as I mentioned, I do every year, San Diego Comic-Con. So looking forward to that, and then hoping to add some other shows as well. I usually try and get out to the East Coast or, you know, outside of my region once a year, if not more. So looking at maybe Baltimore or New York Comic-Con or some other things.
And you can probably expect me to take your books back to Detroit again this year as well.
All right.
That's the plan.
Now, are you holding up all right with the whole bounty gate there? Are you going to be okay?
Oh, you want to talk Saints football, do you?
No, I don't. I don't much care to talk about sports lately because I'm a Trailblazers and Jacksonville Jaguars fan, so... My sports world has been a horror show of its own for going on a decade or more.
That's all right. That's all right. We'll skip the sports.
We were in the Tim Tebow sweepstakes for what it's worth.
I thought he would have been. You know, that would have been the best home for him. Would have been to go Jacksonville. But...
Yeah.
Oh well. Oh well.
Who knows?
Yeah, you got. I can't remember who they picked up. I don't remember.
Chad Henne, I think.
Oh, there you go.
Quarterback.
What?
Yeah, and I can't even remember. Was he with the Dolphins?
Yeah.
What the heck?
He couldn't hack it there, so they sent him to the other side of the state.
He was the starter for the Dolphins. He's been the starter for the Dolphins, right, when he's not injured?
Right.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
Great.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So So,
he's backing up Wayne Gabbert.
I know you wanted to talk. We got about a minute, but you know, throw what you wanted to mention. Horror movies. Anything that jumped out to you recently?
Had a killer double feature last night. We watched Human Centipede 2 and Humanoids from the Deep. Humanoids from the Deep, the Roger Corman 1980 schlock fest. I've been dying to see that. I caught like a few minutes of it on cable years ago, and it hasn't been on Netflix. I finally got around to watching that. And Human Centipede 2, I had only heard that it's terrible, vile, despicable, worse than, you know, of course, the first one. But I wasn't prepared for just how far they were going to go with that. It was crazy.
And then I hear that their third one's going to be even worse. So.
Yeah, and they're going to have a heck of a time doing that, I tell you. you know, when you hear that it's black and white with a brief accents of brown.
Oh my!
And, you know, that's the whole Human Centipede concept is. You know, I was a little leery about that, but they go so far beyond that.
Oh, good.
That pales in comparison to what they release in that movie.
Well, to get off of the brown note for the most part, throw some websites at us and we'll call it an interview.
There's some websites. What?
Throw some websites at us. Where can people find you?
SuperRealGraphics.com. And then we talked about Pulp Girls. That's PulpGirls.com. And then there's my blog, which is a mouthful, jmartiniart.blogspot.com. If you go there, you can link to any and all my social network stuff. Of which there's, you know, Super Real Graphics and myself are on Facebook and Twitter. SR Graphics on Twitter and Facebook. Yeah.
Okay. Very cool. Very cool. Yeah, and you got links to, I'm looking at your website now, you got links to everything straight off of there. So it's easy to find. Just go superrealgraphics.com. So.
Yeah, and check out Night of the 80s Undead. I'm really excited about that. And, you know, all the other things it talks about.
That's right. Order yours now before they get sold out.
Support the small press creators.
That's a good way to end it. So we'll stop it there.
Help us pay that mortgage.
Jason.
And enjoy some cool books while you're doing
it. Exactly. Jason, thank you, as always, for coming on. We'll definitely have to have you back on soon to, you know, cover more of the topics. I know I cut the show short on you.
Yeah, we'll have to get Night of the 80s Undead out there released officially and talk more about that. I didn't get to talk about Night of the Cokeheads, you know, all the coke zombies and all the fun stuff there.
All right, well, thanks for coming on.
Sounds good. Awesome. Well, thank you for having me.
Dreams, I hear your screams. Beating heart in my hand, held by a dead man. By the fire, the wolf cries. The hunter knows, the hunter dies. Your head may be buried, but that's not scary to us. It's time to jerk to us. Who knows what lurks? With love, a chilling water. Another dive, another slaughter. Now television watches you, controls your thoughts, controls your views. Your your dreams. Killers, it's not what it seems. I do drinking, I do drinking.